Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of Life Sooner style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, happy holidays for everybody. We are now finally into December. It's not officially December. I mean, winter, yes, but we're getting pretty darn close. So I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. We're continuing our series of shows on helping everybody to be de-stressing and enjoying our blessings. So there you go, when it comes to being able to come into the holidays and just making the best of this wonderful season. So we've got a few diners with us tonight, so let's go ahead and get started. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie is doing excellent. This is Mr. Jamie Trujillo calling from Seattle, Washington.
Beautiful Seattle.
In the heart of the great Pacific Northwest, I'm a tattoo artist. Went to high school with Robin briefly in Arizona back in the last century, and now I have a shop in Seattle, Washington, tattoo shop. It's called Chromo Tattoo. We've been up here about 16 years.
There you go. So anybody
right.
wanting a tattoo for the holidays or a gift certificate for the new year, there you go.
We
contact
do have
Mr. Jamie up there.
Available, and
there
I like to think I help people with their psychic armor.
Psychic armor, expressing themselves out in the world. And
right.
From what Marvin was saying a couple minutes ago before we went live, you can make it 3D now. So there you go. We're going to look into that and figure out what that's going
on. I'm quite interested to see this 3D thing.
Okay. And
I was amazed when I saw it.
She was amazed when she thought, well, you know what? There's so many wonderful things that are going on that we've never seen before. How do we know we're in a new level of the world and creativity? There's things that are just being amazing. So Ms. Marvine's already kind of let us know she's there. So, hey, Ms. Marvine, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Would you like to introduce yourself a little bit to our any of our new listeners?
I'm Marvine Lindberg. I'm a consultant. I've been called I'm a psychic. All the word means is of the mind of soul. I seem to have some pretty amazing intuitive abilities, and I use them to help people grow their personal lives and their businesses.
Okay, and she does a marvelous job. She's actually helped me. I'm Robin Misevich, a proud owner of Flourish for You in Riverside, California. So I'm serving the Inland Empire of California. So if anybody's out there needing to have any floral needs, go ahead and give me a call. I am not afraid to jump on a plane or go someplace else and take care of your flowers, so it's okay. We're able to take care of that. So let's jump back in for a second and talk about that 3D tattoo, since we were kind of playing with that when we first started. So people are like, what the heck are they talking about? So Marvin, you want to get us up to speed a little bit?
Well, actually, when I saw it, looked, I don't know how to explain it, kind of like a grid. But whatever the artist did is her skin shows, it's mostly her real skin, but the way they patterned it, it looks like a 3D. I'll have to send Jamie a picture. I was absolutely amazed because I would have had no idea that that was somebody's leg if I hadn't been told.
Wow. Okay. Well, we may have a few listeners that say, yeah, forward it to me too. I want to take a look at it. And
I have a hard copy of it, but somebody's going to send me a photo of it because I want Jamie to see it. And I'll send it to you too, Robin, and you can post it or do whatever.
Yeah, well, we can put it on the transformation-cafe.com website if people are interested in that. And when I got home tonight, my husband was showing me a YouTube. If you go to The Piano Man, and the pianoman.com have their own website now. Imagine five guys with a baby grand piano. They took the cover off of it, and they, all five of them were playing the piano. They were playing that piano, like harps and like drums, like
really?
All different kinds of stuff. It was amazing, and it was so fun to watch because these guys are tapping on it and using rhythms and playing it like harps. And one guy's a cello artist. He actually took some cello threads, and he was like had three or four of the different piano chords on there, and he was moving it back and forth and creating like a back rhythm, like it sounded like it was on a cello, but it was all done on a piano.
Wow.
It's just really, really amazing. So it's called
That's
The Piano Guys. The Piano Guys. Yeah, if you put The Piano Guys in there, check that out.
And it's on Twitter? They
it's
have
on
a
YouTube.
Website.
No, it's YouTube. Yeah,
YouTube?
It's on YouTube, and you can even just search for The Piano Guys. I think it's pianoguys.com, and there's different kinds on there. And the guy who plays the cello, he even plays it like a guitar. He strums it and does, like, all different kinds of stuff. So just all kinds of fun things that are going out there that, you know, when they invented those darn things, they had no idea what these guys were going to be able to start doing with them. Because the cello guy, he actually has four different – there's one of them where it's a wedding, and he's doing one of the classical songs that people use for a march. I wish I could remember the name of it. But he was one of the guys was tapping the cello like it was a drum. And one was playing it like a guitar, and the other two were playing it like cellos with different kinds of rhythms on it, and they just kicked it up a notch and just had it almost like a flamingoed version of it where they're all tapping and dancing and having a good old time. So it was very fun, very, very fun. So there you go, part of the joys of the holidays. You know, let's get it out of the box and do something a little different here. So that was a perfect little segue for us to be talking about gratitude and enjoying our blessings. So Yowza. I had talked to Ms. Marvine about this a little bit today, and I've been doing all different kinds of looking to see what's on the internet and what's going on with different things. And the good news, and I think we've been knowing this for a while, but research, there's a lot of research nowadays talking about just the levels of solutions for gratitude when, you know, one of the things about overcoming the negativity of the holidays, the stress of the holidays, how we really get into a level of expectations when it comes to doing or not doing and just getting all those things done. You know, you got to get that list and make sure that, you know, check it twice and make sure that you get it all done and it looks real nice. So there you go. Get a little rhyme going on there. But one of the things they were talking about was ways to overcome the negativity or even that stressfulness in your life is to just look at your blessings. And one of the articles was saying how it's such an interesting thing how we just overlook so many things that the majority of the world just doesn't have, being a roof over our heads, food to eat, having the education to be able to read and access to a computer, and being able to just look at all those things and realizing what they are. So anything you want to say about that, Ms. Marvine?
Well, I think what's interesting is the season is the season, but there are changes taking place within people, and I have a hunch that they're reprioritizing. And sometimes, you know, the gift, the physical gift, is a symbol of some kind of caring and or appreciation, or, you know, for it depends on the individual. But I think what's really interesting is I'm observing some people that are becoming more creative, and they're doing things that are actual demonstrations of kindness and caring as opposed to just a physical gift. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the gifts. I like them just as much as anybody else. Mm-hmm. But I think the neatest part is to get beyond the surface into something and get into the person that you're buying for, not because they said they wanted something, but the most important thing is to take a minute, just once or twice a day, and observe nature, or appreciate a smile on somebody's face, or cause a smile. Because the things that happen at this time of the year are things that are meant to happen from the heart, not just the surface. And so the joy and the beauty of it is to really begin to look at the season a little bit differently and enjoy the opportunity. In many places there's snow, there's other kinds of elements, to be able to truly appreciate where you are, where you live. I mean, it may not be a castle, but there's a lot of people out there that don't have homes, that food is extremely scarce. There are all kinds of things that we can look at, not to compare, but we can make a difference by sending $10 to support a kid. There's all kinds of things that can be done. And so the gratitude, and take a real close look at the people in your own personal lives and see what kind of, and be very objective with the kinds of gratitude that you can appreciate in the individuals that you're around. And it's especially important at home. But it's good to do whether you're in the office or whatever, because this is a time to slow down, and what you're doing is you're truly letting your genuine spiritual part that's way inside of you begin to express itself and come out. And when you get in touch with that, you can demonstrate that and do that on a daily basis for the whole year.
Oh, thank you. That was wonderful. We have another diner here, Miss Tony, that kind of decided to scoot up to the table. Hey, Miss Tony, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Marvin, that was just wonderful.
Thanks.
I loved it. It was so perfect, just the way you put it.
Well, one of the wonderful things that Miss Tony brings to the table is her Nana's wisdom. So what does Nana have to say about gratitude?
I think people forget to be grateful for the small things.
Mm-hmm.
Like when somebody smiles at you and they don't have to, and just like letting you pass or having you opening the door for you. And I try to appreciate all of those things because they're just something that makes my life better.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody remembering you. It doesn't have to be a big thing. But sometimes the small things really add up. I know they do in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm really blessed with people that do things. Or they'll just make a comment like that they're glad that you're there. Wow, isn't that amazing? What a nice thing for somebody to tell you.
Yeah,
so the more gratitude and appreciation you have for the things that you receive, and I don't mean money and that type of stuff, but I mean smiles and kindness that come into your life,
mm-hmm.
I believe the more you receive.
Yeah.
And appreciation.
Yes, appreciation. Well, two of the things that the research said was that, of course, one of the really powerful things you can do every day is to just, take a couple minutes to just sit down, close your eyes, and just, take a couple deep breaths and just think of, like, five things that you're grateful for. And we've got Simple Abundance and Simple Blessings and things like that. There's been all kinds of wonderful books and just different writings about gratitude. And all of them say that just to sit down and start a gratitude journal, things like that, where you can sit there. But, even just sitting down for a second and thinking about your day at the end of the day, just giving yourself the time to just be in a place of reflection and be able to do that and to count your blessings. And then the other one that was very significant that they found in research was to say thank you, the level of thank you and gratitude that can come out. I was I had the pleasure of having lunch today with Ms. Marvin and my friend with Mercedes, which is a friend of Ms. Marvin as well. And I went out of my way to let my friend, actually both of them, but especially for Mercedes, just to let her know how much she means to me in my life. And we both winded up crying and just being in a, just a sweet moment with each other, because it was almost beyond words how much we appreciate and love each other. And we just allowed that to be a part of the experience that we had while we were having lunch together. So it's just really, really a wonderful thing. My daughter had a birthday this last weekend, and we went out of our way. We just had sparkling cider, but we all did a toast, and we toasted it. Each one of us took time to toast her for her birthday. and to talk about what we were proud about and, you know, who she was as a person, what we wished for her next year. And, gosh, that was just a sweet, that was a sweet part of our party for her, just to take the time to toast. And I think that that would be such a wonderful thing to do, is for people to go around and to some kind of a simple toast. It doesn't have to be involved in alcohol. It just has to be, you know, just wishing well and thinking about the blessings and the gratitude that you have for things.
I think that that's really important, and I think that, you know, a lot of people think, a lot of people have a tendency that they're not maybe verbal or demonstrative, mm-hmm. and sometimes one little word of kindness or a kind gesture to somebody can just change the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it could change a week, a month, it depends on, but I think the most important thing is that we need to acknowledge and get in touch with, once in a while, we do need to hear that we're okay, or that, you know, somebody really appreciated a little kind deed that we did. And a lot of times it's not even the thank you so much as the joy of just doing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because,
Yeah.
So you know what? A long time ago, I learned not to expect a thank you. Just to do it, because
I think thank you is something we're all taught, and some people don't know how to say thank you, and sometimes it's nice if they thank you, and thank yous can happen, but the most important thing is to be thankful to yourself that you could do the kindness.
That's what mm-hmm. I was going to say.
Yeah, because it takes sometimes it only takes 5 seconds, but sometimes we get too busy to give that 5 seconds of courtesy, whether it's to let somebody pull in front of you on a freeway or opening a door or some little thing that makes a huge difference.
Uh-huh.
And it's we get so wound up in our minds, in our personal worlds, in our business worlds, that we forget to take stock
mm-hmm.
of why we're really here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the important thing is, you know, and appreciate your health and appreciate having the ability, if you choose, if you have something you have to deal with, appreciate that you do, A, have the ability to make changes and the ability to follow through and make those changes. Because a lot of times what happens is that we get in the thought stage, but we don't do the implementation. And
mm-hmm.
that's a really interesting place for all of us. And each one of us in our own ways has different ways that we have a tendency to, we'll do one thing thinking that it's what we're supposed to be doing when, in fact, we should be doing something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one thing, we're talking about traffic. I've noticed since after Thanksgiving that people are letting other people in. You know, the level of merging and just, you know, people just, you know, not trying to force traffic as much and just being in this place of kindness. So I don't know if that's my consciousness. I hope so. No.
I have to hand it to you to be able to drive your freeways constantly. I mean,
yeah.
But you're used to it because that's what you know. Well,
yeah,
I mean, it's part of the culture, and
right,
you have to put some wheels out there, or else you don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, in Southern California, but you know what's
right.
really, really wonderful about that too is just for the longest time I felt like people are always, you know, just gotta go, and rushing. And I don't know, it just seems to have, there's still the pushing, I mean, there's still the hurriedness, but there just seems to be a more kind and more, you know, patient way about it, which
yeah.
I think is really lovely. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I think another big thing is to appreciate various types of creativity.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, even if you look at something and you'll think, well, what am I going to do with this? Because this is maybe it's something for the kitchen, or it could be something, and maybe it could be used for something out in the garage. Maybe it could be turned into some other kind of an item that would work really well. And I think that's another thing that I'm observing is people are starting to look at things from a wider or more unrestricted perspective.
Yeah, pianos, you know, are being used as multiple-level instruments.
Exactly.
Which is awesome, you know. But along with that, too, I'm thinking about, you know, what there's been such an increase of craft and just repurposing of different kinds of stuff on a craft level, you know.
Okay,
and
I want to spell that so everybody gets it. It's C-R-A-F-T, craft.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, arts and crafts. There we go. Arts and crafts. Yes, there you go. So, yeah, we don't want to go the other direction because that would be focusing on the gratitude. So one thing I wanted to make sure that I talked about, especially since Ms. Tony is here, is one thing that she's introduced me to probably the last couple months is the concept of coming from that level of gratitude and having kind of an inner wish to yourself where you're saying, I am willing. I am willing. So, Tony, would you be willing to talk about that?
Oh, you mean that when you open yourself up for the good things to come?
Yeah, I am willing. Yeah, I am willing.
Yeah, I think that most people don't think that they have the power for that because they don't realize just how much power they have inside to open up and be willing for the good things that are going to be coming to them.
Mm-hmm. And of then course, just, if we get stuck on something.
Yeah. Instead of being stuck on things and what you think needs to be happening, just allow the good things to happen to you.
And sometimes those things may seem difficult. Sometimes even the, you know, some of the things we go through may be hardships of one type or another. They may be some kind of a loss. They may be any number of other things, and there's nothing wrong with being afraid, upset, unsettled, whatever. But then if you can pull into the other side of yourself and say, wait a minute, you know what? This is an opportunity. Now what can I do to make effective changes? And one of the worst things people can do if they're looking for a job is continue to pound the drum about, well, there's no jobs available, because if we keep saying there's no jobs available, there's no jobs available.
Right.
And if we can be open, and I'm talking about jobs, but this could be just about almost anything. And if we can be open through any number of small miracles, because I have no doubt that God is alive and well, and we have a support system that is amazing if we get out of the way and stop trying to drive not only our own boat, but a lot of times we wind up trying to drive other people's boats.
I heard a really good quote from Marianne Williamson that said, when we are in fear, we are limiting our perspective of what is possible for us. So when we go past that fear and we give it to God and we just expand it beyond what we think is possible, we just totally take that level of fear and hand it over to our higher, you know, our higher source, our higher being, our higher creator, and
have
it totally transformed.
Another thing interesting with fear, and when I was teaching years ago, is if you take the word F-E-A-R and you turn it into an acronym, it's false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the things... that's true, Jamie. And a lot of the things that we fear are things that may never or won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so often we forget to be where we are because we're always either someplace in the future or someplace in the past, or our thoughts are so diverse and scattered that we can't focus. And if you remember that you are an energy essence and you take your fear and say, okay, I know I don't want this. What do I want? And begin to softly switch it so that you can graduate into where you really want to be. Because if you feed the fear, you're gonna hold yourself where you're at.
And if you feed your gratitude, it does nothing but it just raise your vibration and take you to levels you could never have imagined.
Exactly.
Exactly. Because gratitude is one of the highest vibration on the planet, the attitude of gratitude.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that open connection. Because
mm-hmm.
we have so many little subtle belief systems and things that we learned along the way that we kind of endorsed or bought into. And when something rattles our cage or ruffles the waters or whatever, we forget that we do, even if it's only a change in perspective, you'll be taken
mm-hmm.
care of. There is a higher power. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but there
mm-hmm.
is. And one of the most powerful forces in the universe is love.
So we've got about 3.5 minutes left. I would love for each one of us to maybe, what's one thing that you find you're grateful for or have joy of with the holidays? So, Jamie, what would be something that you always find have a gratitude or a joy for with the holidays?
Just being with my loved ones and hope for a new, being positive and hope for a good new year.
Okay. Okay. Miss Tony.
I'll pass. Thank you.
You'll pass. Okay. Marvin?
Music, laughter, and spending time with people we love.
There we go. Life is pretty simple. Mine is I love to go to the malls or some places where there's smaller kids and just see the joy of the season through them. Remembering that childlike wonder of
yeah.
like everything being a miracle and just the wonder of everything. I think that's just such a wonderful thing to remember and to see it through their eyes.
Well, those are all big things. And those are really the things that matter.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So it's always just a joy to have all those kinds of things. So making sure that we get all those
things. And I think paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
exactly.
I think we don't pay enough attention to the things because we have so many other things. Or a lot of things, we're not aware of it, but we take it for granted.
Yeah. With the levels of gratitude, too, with the science again, it's always funny with you science things. You're just looking at you like, kind of like, duh. But anyway, it increases social connectedness, also creates higher levels of vitality with health and well-being, increases your happiness and encourages more compassion and understanding with people towards the others and themselves, increases your levels of being optimistic and faithful. And your creativity just really skyrockets when there's just this level of gratitude.
Yeah,
so these,
awesome.
Just all these
and I think one of the neat things,
that.
If people could realize that winter, if you follow nature in winter, there are, even though there are some places that you don't experience winter as it's pictured with the snow and everything, it is a time for rebuilding, rejuvenating and getting clear and setting goals. And it's a point in time where we can come to agreement with ourselves that we are actually going to take steps that maybe we had intended to take before, but we didn't do it. It's one step at a time and one
exactly.
joy at a time.
One joy at a time. And, you know, take the opportunity to start thinking about, you know, don't wait till, you know, the new year to be able to set some things in motion of things you're wanting to be creating for yourself. Why not make that a gift to yourself for Christmas? Of things
well,
you
know
that
what
you want
people are doing it. They're just not aware that that's what they're doing.
Right, right. They always wait till, like, you know, oh, it's the weight or, you know, the change of a job or perspective and things like that. And that can happen in an instant. It's just a matter of changing from one direction to another and being grateful for what you have and how you're working through it. That's what all that matters.
Well,
thank you guys for joining me again here at the Cafe. Next week we're definitely going to talk about some of the high levels of gratitude for the season and some things that are out there for us to be checking out while we can enjoy our holidays. So we thank you for checking in, and we'll see you next time here at the Cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.